Item number four, Hunter Education deferrals. This is a decision. And Dave? Can you say go blue, Dave? Can you say go blue? See, okay. He went to Michigan State.
Are they playing?
No.
I think we both got kicked out of the tournament.
Yeah, I know. I just
about on the same day, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Let's keep it regional.
Not a good tournament for Michigan.
It's just showing you leadership in the state.
Leadership, I
understand. Well, good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the commission. My name is David Whipple, Higher Education Division Manager, and I'm here to brief you real quickly on the Hunter Education deferral following up on the March meeting.
And so we'll go through this fairly quickly, just to kind of refresh your memory. The deferral program began in 2007. It authorizes a once-in-a-lifetime deferral from Hunter Education requirements, and that deferral is good for one license year. There are some specific requirements that we went through last month relative to the deferred Hunter and the accompanying Hunter and what they have to be and do in the field. And really, you know, this program is designed to enable hunters to get out there, first-time hunters to get out there in the field and try hunting without going through hunter education, again, with the requirements of the accompanying hunter. And it's also meant to address a potential barrier to hunter education, especially in the fall months when classes can be a little bit more challenging to get into. We all know that human nature leads to procrastination, and sometimes that creates difficulties in the fall. So real quickly, we're not proposing any policy changes. We're simply removing some outdated administrative language and making some other changes, all in the vein of improved customer service and decreasing administrative costs. We're really excited about this. One of the big things that we're going to be able to do with this rule change is to allow applicants to submit an emailed application versus a handwritten application. That will lead to reduced number of mailed-in applications and walk-ins. We get a large number of walk-ins in the fall months especially, so it'll save people a trip to Olympia. And because they're not going to be handwritten, most of them will be emailed and typed and sent in via email, it will reduce any data entry errors that we have on our end. That reduces the processing time, obviously decreases the turnaround time for the customer. And we're going to be able to provide a much easier payment of the deferral license fee. And that will also allow those folks applying for the deferral to actually purchase their license at the same time, something that they can't do right now. That obviously has benefits for us in terms of decreasing the amount of handling we do of cash and checks, both in the Hunter Ed Division as well as the fiscal office. And one of the biggest things for the customer is elimination of the deferral cards. Right now they have to carry that hard plastic card while they're hunting. We're going to eliminate that and simply have a special designation on the hunting license. So it just reduces that piece of redundancy. And you saw this particular slide last meeting. It's really just a generalized reduction in the number of steps relating to efficiencies. Currently, the customer could go through anywhere from 4 to 8 different steps. We're going to decrease that by half, up to half, as well as reducing by about half the number of steps that the agency has to go through to process the applications. We did receive 44 public comments during the public comment period. 54% of those supported the changes and 23% did not. 23% of the folks that commented on the overall large rule package did not have any input on that particular the deferral rule. Those that did not support the rule changes were really believing that Hunter Ed should be required for anybody that goes out in the field, regardless of age or the accompanying hunter requirements, etc. And during the March Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting, there were no public comments received, and therefore we're not proposing any adjustments today. So again, no policy changes, just some rule cleanup that will really allow a much higher level of customer service and also some decreased administrative costs. And with that, I would be happy to answer any questions.
Commissioners, any questions for Dave? Hearing none, seeing none, do we have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move to amend WAC 232-12-228 as proposed.
Motion's been made. We have a second.
Second.
Seconded. Further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you very much.